CaptainSupply.com.
A Danish book defies the Islamic terrorists and reprints the Prophet Muhammad cartoon. In the meantime, closer to home, Woodward's book is catching fire, and in it he says Pakistan has a lot of terror camps. 150 is the number that he pointed to. And better yet, what is going on as far as the politicians are concerned? It's a mad dash for the exits. And why? Because they're trying to get reelected. So you've got the whole House up for grabs and 37 senators, and they're trying to clear both chambers out as fast as possible. So there are a lot of things that aren't going to get done. But what's interesting is 47 Democrats are urging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, not House Speaker, House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, almost like a faux pas there or a Freudian slip, to extend Bush tax credits. So as her job as House Speaker is slipping away because there are a lot of people that don't believe, even if she's reelected, which I think she will be in her district, I don't think that's a problem, but the thought is that she may topple as the Speaker of the House. But in the meantime, she's watching Democrats bail on the tax issue. And the reason is because in many of the states that they represent, the constituents don't want anything to do with ending the tax cuts. Oof. So we're going to talk about that. My name is Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. We zig and zag so much all over the place. Sometimes it's tough to keep up. You need a scorecard. Just like when you're at a baseball game, you just got to keep score. So we give you the number because I don't care if you're left of left and that's the way you roll and you don't care what anybody else says, or you're right of right or somewhere in between, or you don't even call yourself a political animal. Call this number and throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, first with this, because this is kind of a shocker, with the Danish book deal. Everything that's been said about that Prophet Muhammad cartoon, what happened was the guy who created it pretty much has a panic room and knows that he's never 100% safe. He almost was taken out with his granddaughter when he was watching her. So Fleming Rose's book, The Tyranny of Silence, has the feds worried of renewed unrest, let's say, after the 2008 reprinting of the cartoons by many papers, after that death threat to the cartoonist I mentioned, Kurt Westergaard. The concern is now over this, because Thursday marks the fifth anniversary of the 12 drawings, which blew up the following year into what one would call almost a cartoon crisis. Dozens of people were killed in clashes, mainly in the Middle East. So the editor's publication of the Prophet Muhammad, we know back in 2005, sparked a bunch of protests around the globe. So not just the what was ultimately the danger to Kurt Westergaard himself, but to the other people. The Danish foreign minister met 17 ambassadors from Muslim countries on Wednesday as part of some kind of an effort to prevent any new crisis and foster an understanding. Look, the bottom line is, I have a feeling there will be violence over that because they can't, it's just a catalyst now at this point. It's ridiculous. Publishing cartoons, religious satire, all this stuff shouldn't be inciting violence, but it has. It did. And most Muslims consider depictions of the founder of Islam offensive. And one cartoon showed the Prophet with a bomb in his turban, and they found that especially insulting, and that's where all the problems ensued afterwards, as many of you certainly know. Speaking of the Middle East, Iran, and what to do about Iran, and Ahmadinejad, fresh off of his trip to New York, where he spewed all kinds of nonsense and about the West and about America and about 9/11 and all the other stuff. But the main thing is the guy trying to put together a weapon, a nuclear weapon? And, gee, what do you think the answer to that question is? Of course, there's concern over that. Do the sanctions work? Are they working? Well, here's Tim Geithner's two cents.
We have found that when we single out individuals and expose their conduct, banks, businesses, and governments around the world respond by cutting off their economic and financial dealings with these individuals.
Well, let's hope the Secretary of the Treasury is right and people cut off their dealings, because the Russians didn't look like they were going to back out, and several other countries were also supporting Ahmadinejad. Now, granted, you have the European Union that says forget about it, but will everybody else come on board? Is he right? It has happened in the past, but so far, Ahmadinejad seems to be kind of floating on a little bit of a cloud, crazily enough. And the whole threat of the sanctions have been going on for so bloody long. You go back to the Bush administration, I've said this before, and Condi Rice, and this has continued forward. It's, you know, enough is enough. Either something's going to happen, or you back off around the line, or, you know, it looks like we're going to end up maybe in a situation where we have yet another war. Do you think that would happen with Iran? All right, also closer to home, the concern always is about Mother Nature and flooding in Miami. Here's actually what it sounds like. Listen to this. How many of you have experienced this rushing water sound when there's floods? Check it out. You love that? Kind of sound like a waterfall, but actually is really serious water pouring in and around Miami. And here's a woman talking about how you deal with it, with the sandbags and the flooding and all that.
We just try to ward the water off. We just put up the sandbags, and that's it. That's all we can do.
Yeah, what can you do? You know what it's saying, but it's so true. You put the sandbags up, and it's tough to do, to load all those sandbags up. But it's the best defense you have against the wall of water. In the East Coast, they are bracing for flooding. They're talking about maybe 8 inches of rain, and not just, you know, all the way up and down the coast, not just Florida, obviously, but more toward New Jersey and New York and whatnot. They're going to get the same thing. These tropical storms that either turn into hurricanes, don't dissipate a little bit, are certainly bringing rain along the way, and that's what happened in Florida. Also, too much rain, so it leads to the flooding and leads to the problems. And like she said, all they can do is put up their best defense, which is when you get that much water and you're in a low-lying area or in a street where it doesn't flush it out very well, that's it. That's the only thing that might prevent you from worse damage on the side of your house, or your house maybe floating away. Well, is that awful when you see that, when you see the water right up to the windowsills, and you just think, oh, man, those people are probably just trying to get everything they can and just trying to get out of there. All right, coming up on the flip side, Bad Boys.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 29, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,310. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.36, $672.18 for a half ounce, or $336.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,344.36, $672.18, or $336.09.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Oh, this is a good one. You might have caught this reality television series. I haven't, but I know who they are. The mother of the sextuplets, who were the subject of a TV series, has filed for separation from her husband and wants sole custody of the kids. Why? Jennifer Mashey filed the petition after her husband Brian was arrested for yelling at and threatening his wife and other family members at a relative's home. He pled not guilty to 3 counts of domestic violence and 1 count of resisting arrest. So these kids were born just in 2007 at a Phoenix hospital. And she's saying that this has been a problem in the past. She's asking that the Arizona court order, in the court order, that the couple's property be divided equally and child support be established. She said she's not trying to be a monster about it. They start in that show, Raising Sextuplets, which finished its second season on WE TV. Boy, there must be something about these guys and their tempers or flirting around with other women or whatever when they do the reality television show. Because remember that other crazy reality show, Kate and John Plus 8 or whatever it was? And then look what happened there. Poof. Like magic, that one went away too. Or maybe it's something about that 15 minutes thing. You go from obscurity to the spotlight. And I don't know. I think it makes people crazy in some cases. And maybe that's what happened there. Who knows? But the bottom line is he was heard all over the place screaming and yelling and ranting. And, you know, she was having none of that. And the kids were scared. And so that was the smart thing to do, I guess, to split it up. But I guess also the television show would go away. Then these women have solo shows. It's just me and the sextuplets. That's what ultimately seems to happen. All right, this counts as a bad boys because, geez, you know, I mean, come on. Sometimes, I understand about trash talking, listen, but sometimes you just got to hold yourself back. You know who Jazz Reynolds is? You probably have no idea. Jazz Reynolds said to Texas, kill yourself. So Oklahoma has suspended the wide receiver indefinitely. He posted what the coach, Bob Stoops of the Sooners, called insensitive remarks on his Twitter page about a gunman who committed suicide on the campus. Duh, what is he thinking? An account with the handle Jazz Reynolds, wonder who he is, posted the message, hey everyone in Austin, Texas, kill yourself on Tuesday, the day of the suicide, followed by a disregard request 5 minutes later. Then the account was deactivated, but it was too late. Stoops says he was incredibly disappointed that someone connected with the team would react so callously. Reynolds will miss at least Saturday's game between the Sooners and Texas in that big rivalry because he's saying that it's not going to come at the expense of dignity and respect. He refuses to do that. Boy, that is just, he wasn't thinking about what he was saying, I guess. You know what's interesting about Twitter? It has tripped up so many people. This thing, this idea in social media of tweeting and saying what's ever on your mind, I don't know if it's a rush or when people do it. I mean, look, we have Twitter too, but it's what they say that depending on the industry. I mean, look, people have been fired now as a result of it. It's amazing the far-reaching implications of what you say in social media. It's not just like, oh, hey, it's a free world. I'm just going to spew this out there. Facebook has gotten people in trouble, and so has Twitter, and there's a prime example of it. He makes a stupid, ridiculous comment after a terrible thing happens at the University of Texas, doesn't probably realizes it afterwards, but it's too late. It's already out there. And, you know, once it's out there, as they say, you can't take it back. It's like the cartoon characters, the bubble. I always think of that. The bubble's floating above their head. It's already printed. It's already out there. You've already spewed it out. The bubble's out there. There's no way around it. All right, here's another bad boys for you, and this is a ridiculous one. Many of you have raised kids, you know what I'm talking about, or nieces and nephews, maybe especially nephews. What is the deal with parents and their kids in sports or even themselves playing? I don't understand it. A brawl between coaches and parents broke out in the middle of a peewee football game between two teams, between the Patriots and the Hurricanes in a place called Pearland, Texas. This happened like 2 weeks ago. One of the Patriots scored a touchdown. Two players collided during the play, so they kind of shoved each other. Once a parent tried to step in, more parents from both sides ran onto the field, and a huge fight began between the fathers and the coaches. In fact, a Patriots coach sucker punched a father in the back of the head as the kids, who are 11 and 12 years old, tried to settle the people down. It was the kids that were being level-headed. One of the players said he just couldn't believe they fought like that in front of us. He said, geez, isn't that a bad example? Isn't that what they're talking about? You have to love that. The local football league, by the way, decided to ban both teams from the postseason. So now everybody suffers as a result. One coach was banned from the league for life. Others were suspended for the rest of the season. And, you know, this is radio, but I think you can probably pull it up if you have an internet connection. You have to watch the video. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They weren't thinking. I think what happened was, it, from the way it sounded and the way it looked, is the parent, I don't know that they meant for that to get out of control. I think they were just trying to make sure that the two kids didn't really, really go after each other. And, man, it's turned into a free-for-all. It kind of looked like that ultimate championship fighting. It really, honestly, it did. I'm telling you. All right, so that's it for Bad Boys. I haven't mentioned this, but this is a really sad story, and this happened, you know, over the weekend. You think of those Segways. In fact, I've seen those Segways. Do you know what I'm talking about? The two wheels, and any city and any town anymore, they've got them around. I saw a cop on one the other day, not like in my own neighborhood. I was surprised. And recently, I guess I was in Florida. When I was in Florida, in Tampa, there were, in downtown Tampa, there were people that were taking a Segway tour. It's very, very common. And I'm wondering what's the deal with the Segways. They've got some problems with them. Here's the guy, the owner of Segway, the multimillionaire. His name's, or was, Jim Heslinden. He died after he drove his scooter off a cliff and into a river. It happened at his, he's British, it happened in England. He was using one of the machines, which is, you know, the gyroscope things that are upright, and it's controlled by the direction in which you lean, to look at his property. He was inspecting, you know, the grounds. He was just off there doing that. And he must have lost control of it and got, I'm assuming they're trying to figure it out, pushed it the wrong way, that which was what sent him over the cliff. Oh, that's just horrific. I think his family was, had, they had no words. It's like when you have no words, the police come, you, it's just tragic. It's one of those things. He was a really philanthropic guy, I guess. He's donated a bunch of the money that he's made over his lifetime to a whole bunch of different charities, and he was an engineering student and went into an engineering business. That was his big strength, and that's how he made his money. He didn't come from anything, but he definitely made it and gave it back. So he was on the Segway and just flipped right over, and that was it. I mean, went down the side of the cliff, and they were looking for him all over the place until they finally spotted the Segway. How does the owner die riding on his Segway? If he can't break it, if he couldn't jump off of it, how did he lose control? Woo. I mean, that has to make you think. Now, if it was a prototype and, you know, it's new, maybe that was, there was problems with it. It lost traction and kind of slid, I guess, and then tossed him. But what a shame, what a crazy thing. And now other people are reporting problems with Segways. It makes you wonder. I was going to take one of those Segway tours once. Somebody was trying to talk me into it. Who knows? Maybe I would have been tossed off the side into the sidewalk, taking a header. I saw somebody do that once that was on a tour, and they can only do so much. You got the helmet, you have the directions, but maybe there's some problems with them. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The sound of a gun is what's topping odds and ends for this hour of America tonight. Hey, everybody, probably the saddest story from earlier in this week and so far has been, notice how I say so far, not trying to be cynical, but is crazy things are happening. And I think the saddest thing was this kid who, by all accounts, I'm talking about the Texas sophomore from the University of Texas, Colton Tooley, who got great grades, was a smart, nice kid. People described him as very respectful. In other words, had good manners. Family and friends are still struggling to try to figure out what could have possibly happened to him to make him flip this way. He's the kid who had the AK-47 assault rifle, went through campus, and then ultimately turned the gun on himself, and the game was over. He didn't hit anybody. He did shoot, but he didn't hit anyone, and he was trying to pick anyone off. It was more a smothering of fire, and by all accounts, it just doesn't add up for anyone. He was seventh in his class in high school, so I'm just saying, it doesn't mean that smart people don't go off the rails and go nuts, but it didn't make any sense to anybody, but this is so typical of what we hear when these things happen. Sometimes it's, oh, he was a loner and who knew and whatever, but how often do you hear that so-and-so wasn't malicious, wasn't creepy, seemed nice. He was a little bit quiet, but he had lots of friends and was a studious person. But something made him change his mind about life. He killed himself inside the UT library. And if he was depressed, they say nobody knew. His family had no idea. He lived in a house with his father and mother, who his mother ran a daycare center from their house. The father was a veterinarian, and nobody had any indications as to what it could have been. And what would the sign, the telltale sign, you know, everybody looks for red flags, and there were no red flags. They couldn't find any red flags. Now they're searching for a second suspect, and they're pretty much almost calling that idea off. For some reason, they thought there might be a second person. So there was a lockdown on the campus. Panic students had to stay indoors. Their doors had to be locked. And there were SWAT teams and helicopters. You know, scary stuff. You got a kid that's in college. Last thing you want to hear is that they're in lockdown. Great. There's helicopters flying all over the place. And, geez, the SWAT team are coming in. Because you think of Virginia. You think of other cases where people have been slaughtered, frankly. And how depressing. Hey, in Canada it happened, too. We're going to Sam in Montreal. He knows all about that. Sam, very depressing when you get a gunman on a college campus or high school campus who just opens fire. This guy didn't hit anyone, and it doesn't make any sense to most people as to what could have possibly set him off. It just goes to show that you don't always know the people that you're around.
December 6th, 1989. University de Montreal, Ecole Polytechnique. Mark LePin walks in dressed like a lumberjack. He starts shooting. People thought it was just before exams. He was blowing off steam. Actually, he started shooting women. He killed them, and he killed himself. He left a note. Why? He hated women, period. So... then, you know, there was some people who were saying, well, you know, one wife went up to her husband who worked in the polytechnic and said, why didn't you try and stop him? Excuse me, he's got a whole bunch of ammunition. You want me to be a dead hero or a live chicken?
Yeah, sure. If you're not armed, you know, you've got nothing to protect yourself with. It's like the Virginia Tech massacre that happened in 2007.
There was one other thing to add. The police were waiting for the SWAT team to come in. They were just standing there twiddling their thumbs, and the paramedics were saying, hey, guys, make up your mind. There could be people dying in there, you know? Mm. And I remember at the time, I was still involved in hockey back then, and one of the referees, he worked at the Montreal General Hospital, and they took some of the trauma patients there. And he said it was perfect because it was the staff Christmas party and some surgeons were there, so they didn't have to call them in. And not too far from the Polytechnical School was another hospital called St. Mary's. And I know someone who worked there. I said, why didn't they send them to you? He said, we don't have a trauma center. And as a memorial, there's a little park not too far from the school. I mean, next time you come to Montreal, you know, Julie and I will take you there. It's called December 6th, 1989 Memorial Park. It has, you know, memorials for the 12 girls that were killed.
Sure.
I mean, and every year on the anniversary of the date, you know, it's like violence against women, violence period, repeal, you know, certain gun laws. So, I mean, obvious, and at the time it was like 15 minutes from, you know, from where I lived. So it was like, it was a little too close for my liking. And I'm thinking, okay, he doesn't like women, but why, you know, I mean, I don't like a certain woman because she's a you-know-what, but most women I get along with.
Right, I mean, but even if you had a bad experience with a woman, you were jilted by a woman, you whatever, to just murder women that have no connection to you, innocent victims, it's sickening.
Yeah, tell me about it. I remember, you know, like, you sort of ask people, where were you when this happened? Like, I know in the States you ask, where were you when Kennedy got shot? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I asked Julie, where were you when this happened? She goes, I was at my first job ever. I was at my first job, you know, and you know, right after she had just had her first daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And And when she heard about it, she was like, she knew a couple of people who worked there in administration. So this is the days when cell phones were just starting, but her friends didn't have cell phones. But unfortunately, since they were in lockdown, she couldn't get a hold of them.
Wow.
So luckily both her daughters didn't go to University of Montreal. But still, whether it happened at University of Montreal, University of Texas, Virginia, you know, it could happen, with all the respect to the people of Plattsburgh, could happen at Plattsburgh State. And like you, the way that you described the guy, you know, seventh in his class, sounded like the type of guy like, you know, if like Julie would say, gee, I wish I had a guy like him, you know, go out with his daughters.
Right.
And, you know, we don't know what makes people do what they do.
That's it right there. We don't know why they do certain things. You know, people, psychologists will say, well, look around, try to see, spot certain signs that you might read off of a coworker.
Right.
But unless it's really right there where somebody's, you can tell they're agitated, upset, doing something really strange,
right,
you're not going to see that. And nobody around him saw that. Nobody. His family, nobody.
You know, go.
Go figure.
Yep. Excuse me. Well, hopefully the University of Texas football team, if they have any class, will stand for a moment of silence in the game on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to be talking about what happened. The lucky thing is that nobody was killed.
But still,
thank goodness. But
yeah,
still, but it shook up that campus, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, with all due respect to the University of Texas, I know it's a great school. I know it's known for its law school. What happened to the security?
Well, what they said is they felt like it worked okay because they alerted students, so they did go into that sort of lockdown mode,
right,
where they scrambled, they stayed in their dorms, stayed in the various classrooms,
right,
and felt like that it worked. They
right.
felt like it did work because they got the word out. So that, I guess, is the good news, and they got there pretty quickly, and that's probably part of the reason why. I think he could have hit some people, but he didn't. I don't know that he wanted to do that. He definitely shook people up. But somewhat their emergency systems worked.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to talk about something else, you know, like I was going to talk about something else, but that can wait till tomorrow.
There you go. Hey, I'm glad that you threw in some good information here. We appreciate it, Sam. Thanks.
It's only because that there are two people up here who love you, even though you're a Flyer fan, but we'll talk about that.
Hockey next time around. We can tell he's giving us a preview. All right, so Sam talked about what happened in Montreal. In 2007, we know back in April 16th of that year, it's when 32 people in a dorm in a classroom at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg were killed. I mean, that just shattered so many lives. And then he died naturally, so that there wasn't somebody to watch go through the justice system. I mean, you know, boom, he's dead too. If you go back to 91, Gang Liu, who was a graduate student in physics from China, who was upset because he was passed over for some kind of an academic honor, opened fire in a couple of buildings in the University of Iowa campus. Five people were killed, employees, four members of the physics department, two other people were wounded, and then he shot himself. And there are other examples of this that have happened in the past, and in the University of Texas, there was a glaring one. I talked about it yesterday in 66. There was a guy, Charles Whitman, who took a rifle from the observation deck of the University of Texas, the big tower there that they have on campus, and started shooting all over the place for 96 minutes. In the end, 16 people were killed, 31 people were wounded. So that kind of, that brings back that memory for people in Austin. And different stories, different reasons why somebody did something. If there were other shootings, a lot of it directed at certain faculty people because of grades or not being pushed forward or whatever it might be. And we may never know what it was that caused this young 19-year-old guy who seemingly had a pretty good grip on where he was going in his life, Colton Tooley, to do what he did. But it brings up another subject. Should teachers, professors be armed? Should they be armed? 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Saying sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. You know, my pop used to say that to me all the time, and I never really thought about what the bed bugs were. Now, all of us are scared to death of these bed bugs that we're hearing about. When somebody travels, they might get it in a hotel, they take it home, and then it becomes a nightmare. Very tough to get rid of an infestation of bed bugs. So who better to join us on America Tonight than our friend Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. He's got the skinny on these things. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm good, except I'm kind of itching, and there's these little bugs. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we getting rid of this epidemic? Because people are still talking about it.
Well, so apparently not. I mean, they seem to be finding bed bugs in new and more creative places. Here's the one that really got me. Two places, actually. Movie theaters. Oh, no. I mean, you know, it's dark. You can't even tell.
Right.
And the other thing is, think about this. You go to the mall to buy some pants.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in the mall when you buy some pants? You go
try
in the dressing
on.
Room and you try them on.
Oh.
If you're a guy like me, you just drop your pants on the floor, the ones you're wearing, so you can try on the new ones. If you're a woman, you're a little more refined, you take your pants off, you fold them, and if there's a chair available, you set them on the chair. Well, that's a problem. because there could very easily be bed bugs in that dressing room on the floor or on the chair, and this turns out to be yet another place where you can get bed bugs. So now if you're in a town or a part of town where there has been bed bug infestations, you better be careful about what you do with your clothes, even when you're shopping for new ones.
Oh, so really the thing to do is keep tabs on things that are being reported, because you're right. You have to know if they're showing up. If they say, okay, this hotel has them or this has happened, then you know there might be a chance that, like you said, you could be trying on pants in a mall and somebody could have dragged them in there.
Well, that's right. And so you have to worry about them getting in your clothes, the clothes you wore in. And, in fact, if you're shopping for clothes, one of the things you may want to do if you're anywhere near a place with bed bugs is when you take your new clothes home, before you take them in the house, maybe you're standing in the garage, inspect them for any signs of bed bugs, and you might even wash them in really hot water before you wear them the first time.
Oof. All right, what do they look like? So if we're looking for bed bugs, I don't really know. I know they don't have wings, but that's pretty much all I know about them. What do they look like?
Yeah, that's right. And the bad news is if you're looking for them, it's probably too late. But
great.
Here's what you want to look for. As you said, they're wingless. They're about a quarter inch long. They're oval in shape. Their color can really vary from nearly white to tan to burnt orange to, oh, you'll love this, dark red or black after they've had a meal of you. Because that is, after all, what bed bugs do is they're vampires, and, you know, we can say in jest, they suck, and that is what they do.
So where do they like to hide? Because we're talking about the floor, and so that's obvious, and in hotel rooms, but specifically, like, I'm sure, in sofas and probably baseboards and
right? So they love the bed, the cracks and crevices, you know, where you have that little beading around the rim of your mattress. That's a great place for them. Sofas, baseboards, drawers, behind wallpaper, as I said before, movie theater seats, even inside your electrical switch plates. But, you know, for many people, where they're apt to pick these things up is when you let your clothes or your luggage, come in contact with places where other people might have transported the bed bugs. So in a hotel room, you know, don't just throw your clothes on a chair. Hang your clothes up on a hanger real hard for a bed bug to get all the way up into the closet onto a hanger. And in fact, one of the smart things to do when you're in a hotel is set your bag down on the bathroom counter, unpack your stuff there, and kind of live out of your suitcase with your bag in the bathroom, because they're just not that interested in being on a cold marble or granite or kind of plastic bathroom counter. That's not their kind of place they hang out.
How do you know, you were talking about that they're vampires, and they like the dark and the cracks and the crevices. How do you know if you've been bitten by one or that they've sucked your blood? Is there a way to tell? Is there some kind of bite?
Well, you're clearly going to get a bite. It looks a bit like a mosquito bite. Mm. So if you live in a place where there are not mosquitoes, you might conclude that it's a bed bug bite. If you live in a place where there is mosquitoes, it's going to be a little hard. You're going to begin to see other telltale signs, though. Their droppings, their bodies, things like that. It really is smart, again, if you're in a bed bug infested area, to kind of give your sheets a once over, give your bed a once over, and then you want to wash your clothes in really hot water, dry them on high heat. It's not great for your clothes, but that is one of the things you can do to kill them, especially, again, if you've been traveling or been somewhere where there are bed bugs. In fact, if you've been somewhere where there are bed bugs, it's even a good idea to strip your clothes off while you're in the garage or the backyard and just immediately take them and put them into the washer with really hot water.
I think I would immediately throw them away.
Well, that is clearly another option. You know, look, I guess if you knew you had bed bugs, that would be the smart thing, and I would throw them away, not at your house, because now you have them in your own trash can. But, you know, if you just suspect you've been on a trip, you're not going to throw all your clothes in your suitcase away. Just literally empty your suitcase in the garage, take the clothes, throw them in the washing machine, and if you're really suspicious of the bag itself, you might even want to get rid of it.
So if you think you have bed bugs and you know it's tough to get rid of them and you have to call somebody in, it's going to cost how much money?
This is really the bad news. You know, I kind of jokingly say, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite your wallet. It is not inexpensive to get rid of these guys. For an apartment, it could cost hundreds of dollars. For a house, it could cost thousands of dollars. Part of it is that it's really time-consuming for an exterminator to come and find and detect the bed bugs themselves. They're going to invest a lot of time wandering around your house with flashlights looking for them. If you hire an exterminator because you have bed bugs or you think you do, and they're in and out in an hour, they didn't get the job done. This is a big, lengthy job. You're going to pay a lot for it, and it's going to take them a long time to get the job done well.
Yeah, somebody else told us about this, and I think you know, obviously you know about this as well, that one of the things you can do is go to bedbugregistry.com, and then you can find out about the whole hotel situation. You're hoping, at least, that you'd have some honest information there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And the other thing is, there's no reason to be shy about asking a hotel when you're making your reservation.
Yeah.
What are you doing about bed bugs? And if they stammer and don't come right out and say, oh, you know, we're having an exterminator in once a week, or we're following this plan, or we have, you know, we've had a clean bill of health. If they're not really forthright with you about what they're doing and that they're clean, you might want to go stay somewhere else. Listen, if anybody's aware that this is a problem, it's people in the hotel business. If they're not 100% up on what's going on with bed bugs in their facility, you probably don't want to be staying there.
Yeah, I agree. Greg, it's funny, you know, we haven't heard much about bed bugs until this year. I mean, we've heard of other epidemics, so this turned into an epidemic, I guess, because of some of the things that you were saying. Somebody stays somewhere, they attach themselves to the luggage, then they're mobile, then they get in someone's house, then somebody else. I mean, it's obviously pretty easy, right, to see these things spread.
Well, right. I mean, you know, we travel a lot. You don't think about your luggage or your clothes being a carrier for this kind of infestation. And the other thing is, there's some theories about that they're treating bugs differently and using different chemicals as exterminators, you know, with environmental issues in mind. So it may be that we've started doing we may have been doing things in the past that did a better job of keeping these exterminated, and it may be that as we've started using more eco-friendly chemicals for extermination, it may be that it allowed the bed bugs to come back. This has actually been a problem in New York City for a couple of years. It's not uncommon to go walking down the street and see a mattress out on the sidewalk waiting for the garbage truck with the words bed bug written on it, because someone could conceivably take a mattress off the street and take it home, but you really don't want someone to take a mattress that's infested with bed bugs.
Yeah, no kidding. I think of all the things that you said that were the most disturbing, the idea that you go to a movie and a bed bug could just have gotten on somebody, they took it to the movie with them, and then now you're leaving the movie, not just with the memory of either a good movie or a bad movie, but this bed bug. Oh.
Yes, a memory that lasts a long time. And the only thing I would say about, you know, your thought on getting bed bugs in the movie theater is, it may be the case that you're not taking a bed bug home with you. You may be taking more than one with you.
Yeah.
And I suspect that as winter comes, this may become a bigger issue. You know, theaters will be warmer instead of cooler. We'll be wearing coats that will drop on the seat next to us. So I think I'm theorizing that we may actually see a bit more of a rise in this infestation before we get rid of it. And so it's really smart to be thinking about these things and watching what you do.
Yeah, no kidding. Greg Stebbin, always a pleasure to have you on the show, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine. Thanks for coming on.
It's great to be here, Kate.